Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Pride makes excuses. Humility makes adjustments. Did you get that now? Pride makes excuses. Why are you so late? Why are you 30 minutes late and you're making everybody else wait? Well, I had to do this and somebody called on the phone, and that's pride. What's humility? What does humility say? It's no excuse. I'm sorry. Won't happen again. Are you with me? How many understand? We live in a generation that knows precious little about these things. They know how they feel. They know what they want to do. They know how to yield to their flesh. And that's why people are robbed of God's best. That's why they live on such a low, low level. I want God's best. I want to intersect the blessings. I want to get all the things that God has planned for me. I want to enjoy the glory and the spiritual experiences. I want to enjoy the fellowship. I want to be used to the maximum. I want to see the full fruit. I want to be the biggest blessing I can be. Amen to you? Got to be teachable then. Got to be correctable. See, now we know the rest of the story. You know how Saul wound up? You know what happened to him after this? Have you read the rest of the story? I mean, he was God's anointed, head of state, handpicked by the Almighty, enjoying the blessings and favor of God and support of God. From this point, he went down like a rock. Next thing you see, he's out trying to talk to a witch, trying to find somebody with a familiar spirit and get some direction about what to scared spitless about the battle the next day where he and his boy died in the prime of their life. Cut off. And see, the wisdom of God sees where it happened. Where did it happen? It happened when he was loose with God's direction and thought he could do anything he wanted to do, but I believe he could have been salvaged here. God's a merciful God. I believe he could have been spared if he would have responded right here. Yes. Even though you've blown it, even though you've messed up and missed it, that's not the end. If you'll humble yourself and not blame anybody else and take responsibility and repent and be corrected. He said, I did do what the Lord told me to do. Who's he talking to? Who's he in the face of? Samuel, God's anointed, that was sent there by the Lord, speaking the words of the Lord. Samuel, verse 22, he said, does the Lord have as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? How many know you can't rebel against God and then show up at church and give a big offering and everything's okay? I've had people that was supposed to be helping me in the ministry before. Oh, Brother Keith, you know, man, God sent us here. God sent us here. We're supposed to help you. I said, okay, all right. And then something came up that was right for them. And I said, all right, guys, be ready to do this. Well, you know, we got some things going on, and I'd like to, I'd love to, but right now, we just got other things going on. Maybe next time. I said, oh, fine, okay, that's all right. And they left, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, I didn't say it was okay. I thought, Just because I told them it was okay for them not to do it doesn't mean the Lord said it was okay. Well, we'll just send some money and help y'all. If the Lord told you to be there, you best be there. Right? If he told you to push the broom, you can't hire somebody else to push it and it's going to be okay with him. Right? There's a reason why he wanted you on the broom. Right? You can't change His plan and then we'll send a big offering or we'll do this. That's not okay. That's not okay. To obey is better than a sacrifice, and to listen and hearken is better than the fat of rams, big offerings, and all kind of stuff. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Now let me just stop right here. Is witchcraft bad?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Is idolatry bad?
Yes.
What if you came by your fellow Christian's house and you knocked on the door and there's no answer, and you went around and looked in the window and they had them a bunch of candles burning, and they had killed them a goat there in the middle of the living room, and they had them some stuff drawn, and they had some incantations, and boy, they got them a big witchcraft thing going on. Would you walk away and go, well, you know, I guess everybody practices a little witchcraft every now and then? Huh? But how do people feel about rebellion? Do you see? I mean, a lot of Christians, they think, well, you know, I guess we all got a little rebellious streak in us, you know. That's like saying we all practice a little witchcraft here and there.
Amen.
Right? Just as serious.
Yeah.
What if you came over to another brother or sister's house and same thing happened? You looked in the window there and they got them an idol set up there. And they're falling down and praying to it and burning incense to it. Would you walk away and go, well, you know, no big deal. I guess everybody worships idols a little bit here and there. Huh? Would you? Or is it a big deal? It's a huge deal. You worship the Lord your God and Him only. You don't pray to anything else. You don't bow before anything else. Well, what did He say was just as bad? Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And you find people that even brag on how stubborn they are. That's like bragging on being an idol worshiper, just as bad. Well, I have a strong personality. I ain't nobody's fool. And people try to get spiritual on it. Well, I submit to the Lord, but I don't submit to any man. You're full of rebellion. Did you hear me? I obey the Lord, but I don't obey any man. You're full of rebellion. Because God speaks to you through people. He's going to lead you through people too. Did you hear me? He's going to hook you up with people. How many understand Saul was talking to a man this day? Right? He wasn't seeing the Shekinah glory in front of him. Who was he? He was looking at a man, flesh and blood man, Samuel. Right? And that's why a lot of times people feel like they can get up in somebody's face, because this is just Samuel. But it ain't just Samuel when God sent him. Did you hear me? It ain't just Samuel when the man's telling you what God told him to say. God takes that kind of thing personally, like you got in His face, like you backtalked Him. And how many understand you don't do that? You don't do that. You don't do that. He said, because you've rejected the word of the Lord, He has rejected you from being king. And even then, how many know at this point, if you had any sense, what would you be doing? You'd be saying, oh God. Oh, you'd fall on your face. But you know what he was concerned about here? How he looked in front of the people. Saul said to Samuel, well, you know, I have sinned. I guess so. You know, I've transgressed the commandments of the Lord. You know, because I feared the people. I got scared. Liar. He's the king. He can do what he wants to do. Now, you know, if you would, pardon my sin, but come with me and worship the Lord. And Samuel said to Saul, I will not go return with you. You've rejected the word of the Lord. The Lord's rejected you from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned around to go away, he, Saul, laid hold of the skirt of his mantle and tore it. He's tearing the clothes off the man. What's he say? Hey, preacher, you come back here. You know who I am? I'm the king. You don't walk away from me.
Oh, my goodness.
Did he receive correction?
No.
He rejected correction. How did it affect his life? Here he gets another word. He's already heard you've been rejected. That wasn't enough for him. Samuel said to him, the Lord has torn the kingdom from Israel from you this day and given it to a neighbor of yours. He's a better man than you are. The strength of Israel will not lie nor repent. He's not a man he should repent. Then Saul said, yeah, I've sinned, but honor me right now, please. You know, come with me before the elders of the people and before all Israel, and so we can go worship God. How many understand that? The people ought to be the last thing on your mind right now. God just told you, that's it. He's still concerned about public opinion. Putting on a show. And you read the rest of the story like we've already talked. That was it. That was the end for him. He was cut off. He never reached his potential. Sad. Well, go with me to, you're here in 1 Samuel. Let's look at another case that contrasts sharply with this. It's in 2 Samuel, going over to 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter. Here's another king who missed it. King David. We already know from other scripture, this man, God said, was a man after God's own heart. What kind of man is that? Now, how many remember what Jesus said? Come and learn of me. For I am what? Meek. Humble. Lowly of heart. Now, see, a lot of times when people hear meek, they think weak. Don't they? In our society, meek and humble is equated with weak and spineless. Nothing could be further from the truth. Proud people are weak people. Did you hear me? I know it sounds strange, but we got to get our mind renewed. Proud people are the weak people. Proud people are trying to cover their anger, and they're being so adamant, and they're being rebellious. They are trying to hide all their insecurities. They're weak. They're insecure. They don't know who they are. They don't know what they are. It takes strength, no matter who's looking, no matter what's going on, to humble yourself and say, I was wrong. I was wrong. You're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. That takes strength. I said that takes strength. It's not easy. I said it's not easy. Oh, but it pays off. Because the humble get grace. I said they get grace. God will help you. He'll bring you out. And the humble stay on track. The humble stay in the plan. The humble stay on the path.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me